fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Ain't no just sunshine searches that make. That's the list of things.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday, the 30th day of April, year of our 2020. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin our shows with something that I'm inviting our listeners to participate in. That would be the Pledge of Allegiance. If you would like to be a Pledge of Allegiance person, just send me an email, put pledge in the subject line. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The expanded prepper tip of the day begins with the following. The lockdowns are ending in many of the 50 states. Make use of the end of the lockdown to make your move from the cities and suburbs to the country. Been putting it off for years, procrastinating, because it's difficult, it's expensive, and all the rest of the things that go into that. Oh, well, you need to be doing that, quite frankly. Moving on, for the rest of the expanded prepper tip, we do have doTERRA On Guard oil in stock, ready for immediate shipment, duplicating the thieves oil used during the bubonic plague to protect people from the bubonic plague. Limit one bottle per customer at my website at thelibertyman.com. Under doTERRA under products, you can find that doTERRA product. And we're also taking orders for Berkey water filters. Yes, you procrastinated. No, you don't have one. Yes, you can give an order, place an order, but you will not get a Berkey water filter for at least 6 weeks. It may be longer, since everybody woke up at the same time. But we will take your order. We have patient waiting in the green room, Dr. Lynn Horowitz. We have at my website, Dr. Horowitz has not arrived yet. Well, he will be with us. He called earlier. But as soon as he gets on board, we will have him here. All right. Well, in the meantime, it'll be a week ago tomorrow. Dr. Bill Deagle told me the following. He says, John, the vaccines are ready. They will announce them publicly shortly after Labor Day, about 4 months from now. They will be mandatory. They will have the nanotechnology in them. I thought that was alarming and shocking news. And then Tuesday, the mainstream media in this country, okay, announced the very same thing, that the vaccinations will be ready in September, coming out of Oxford University in England. Now we do have with us Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Dr. Horowitz wrote an excellent letter. It's free at my download at my website under COVID-19. Updates. You really need to read that article, his letter. You really do. And we also have a couple of links at my website for Dr. Horowitz. Those links would be for the OxySilver and Healthy World. And let's see if I can get back to that letter. Well, it looks like the link is broken and something else comes up. I'll have to talk to my webmaster about that. Why that link is broken. Good morning, Dr. Horowitz.
Good morning, JR. How are you today?
I'm outstanding, sir. Oh, there's the letter, 12 pages. Your letter you wrote February 10th, 2020, is very important, sir. You addressed the letter to Honorable Kevin Drogemeyer, the Office of the President, of Office of Science and Technology Policy, and Honorable Chad Wolf, Acting Secretary, Department of Homeland Security. And this subject matter is coronavirus, bioweapon, media, bioterrorism, and recommendations to reduce risk to public health and safety. So February 10th, that was, I was getting ready to go on my first Caribbean cruise at that time. And at that time, the breaking news coming out of China was very scary. They showed Chinese officials welding the doors of apartment buildings shut. They showed people walking down the street, at least healthy enough to ambulate, falling face down on the sidewalk and bleeding out. They showed barricades being built for various small towns and villages, attempting to barricade themselves from any outsiders coming in. They showed people being taken into a hospital by force, screaming and kicking. Very scary videos. And why haven't we seen that here, Doctor? If the coronavirus could be so serious that you, not so serious, I should say, that you could still ambulate and walk down the street, and then all of a sudden it gets so bad that you fall down and bleed out from your nose and mouth. How come that hasn't been happening here, Doctor?
Well, the first thing is that everybody's doing exactly what sheeple would do on their way to the slaughter. The entire manipulation is socially engineering a successful outcome, which is to test and vaccinate everybody. And that's where the real rubber meets the road. So number one, it's in China. It was novel, and it's obviously novel all over the planet, but this was the first reaction to the biological weapon. And so it's interesting that it just is not happening the same way here. But also the fact of the matter is that this is not, in my understanding, something that would cause people to bleed out. I think what's the people that I witnessed, like you, on the internet, on these segments that were filmed by iPhones or iPads, the people appeared to be starved of oxygen. They just collapsed because they were suffocated. That is reasonable based on what I understand is the pathophysiology of the virus itself, how it affects the respiratory system and causes oxygen starvation. And then that's what we're witnessing with the elderly, and that's why the ventilators that are being misused are essentially really ineffective. And what really disturbs me most is that the federal officials are withholding all of the most important information that a consumer or a citizen would need to protect themselves against this particular strain of biological weapon, coronavirus, SARS, HIV, AIDS, and even malaria gene spliced into it. It requires a negatively charged host cell membrane to attach to the virus so that the virus injects its RNA and starts the process of disease induction. Well, you could block that. And that's why I think, what going back to your original question, why isn't it happening here? Because the federal officials are in bed with Bill Gates. They're in bed with Peter Thiel and Elon Musk and the artificial intelligence, biotechnology, and high-tech artificial intelligence and communications and telecommunications takeover. It's a virtual coup, and they're taking over the planet. And so, you know, it's largely these most egocentric, demonically possessed devildoers are the ones from America and Britain. You know, we're looking at, unfortunately, an Anglo-American elite that is conducting genocide, and they've been doing that for centuries, if not millennia. And the fact of the matter is that there have been several of us out there, you included, that have been drawing attention to this cabal and what the risks to civilization are. And yet, look at what's happening in America. Everybody's falling for everything that the media feeds them. So they've got, you know, masks and social distancing, and they think that that's going to protect them. And it's just really the opposite when you start to look at the science.
Well, Doctor, human beings have been dealing with contagious, communicable diseases for many centuries. And the way we've done that in the past was mostly successful. We quarantine the sick people. Now, for the first time that I'm aware of, and if you were of any other time where this has been done, please let us know. Has there ever been a time in the last 500 years where we quarantine the healthy people, sir?
No, and it goes against all reason. It's unreasonable, John. It is absolutely a piece of evidence that indicates that there is wrongdoing. So think about this, why I say this. You've got the desire to develop herd immunity. That's what we're being told over and over again. The vaccinations are to, everybody's got to get vaccinated to develop herd immunity. So now here in this circumstance, we want to separate everybody. We want to keep people from being infected to develop herd immunity. And yet we want to test everybody. We want to make sure everybody's tested, and that little swab that goes up your nose, of course, has adequate evidence for DNA tracking. And so they really are gaining by this your genetic address, your DNA address, specific for you. And that's unheard of also in history. And that on top of that, they're promising that they're going to be delivering a vaccine within 18 months. But until that time, oh, they're going to frighten the hell out of us, and they're going to keep us enslaved, and they're going to keep us from having a normal life, and that's what they're about. So it's totally unreasonable, except if you read their agenda. If you understand fascism and multinational corporate evolution into globalization, and you understand who's in charge of this whole thing, and who you understand that the CIA and MI6 and the world's wealthiest biotechnology and industrialists in telecommunications, who have already, as Elon Musk has warned us, civilization on their radar screen, they in their crosshairs, they want to take over. This is a coup to take over civilization. And that's consistent with not only the Book of Revelation, but it's also consistent with globalization and the protocols of the Elders of Sion and the report from Iron Mountain and all sorts of clear prophecies that indicate that this is a last-ditch end times effort to do what has been prophesied would be done, and it's for demonic control, because absolute power corrupts absolutely. These people are criminal psychopaths. They are demonic. And that's the fundamental bottom line, is the demons want your address, your genetic address, because they now have the technology. Beyond microchipping you via vaccinations, they have the technology for psychotronic warfare, mind control. This is all as a result of what's called MKUltra, the mind control program. That's the umbrella organization over which all of the covert operations have been advancing for social engineering. MKUltra is the mind control. CIA was heavily involved in this and still is. Congress had an investigation during the Frank Church Commission hearings into not simply biological weapons, which was MK Naomi, the subordinate part of the mind control social engineering program that is called MK Ultra. The subordinate part is coronavirus, is biological weaponry, is AIDS, is Ebola, is Zika. All of the biologicals come under social engineering. It's for population control, population reduction. It's genocide. So this is corporate fascist, multinational corporate fascist genocide, and it's a coup to take over everything. And they've been very successful in infiltrating the Trump administration, sadly and sickly. And I can't handle this despicable character named Anthony Fauci, who for the past quarter century has turned a blind eye and aided and abetted the AIDS virus genocide. He knows about it. I've published it in scientific literature that they've suppressed and censored. All of this is criminal malfeasance, official malfeasance. And to reconcile this, it's really simple. Just, you know, go to Bill Moyer's review on ALEC, which was the political payoff and bribery organization by which all of the legislators that we watch on Capitol Hill now lying to us and diverting our attention and enslaving us and justifying it, that this was all the administration of the financial organizations for multinational corporations advancing globalization, that they paid off through bribes, through campaign financing. They paid all of these legislators that we're witnessing, Republican as well as Democrat. You know,
Doctor,
that's
the situation. I need to interrupt you for just a moment. First of all, quick update. What you said earlier used to be true. It's no longer about the vaccines being promised in 12 to 18 months. Dr. Bill Deagle told me last Friday that they'll announce publicly a vaccine ready just after Labor Day. And earlier this week, Oxford University said they will have a vaccine ready in September. So moving on from there, looks like we have my friend Professor James McCanny on board with us to ask you a question or make a comment. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. If I have a second here, I thank you. How's my sound? Is it okay?
It's very marginal, but we can hear you and understand you. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. I wanted to comment, because this, whenever I'm on your show like yesterday, the issue of 5G keeps coming up. And although the jury is still out on this, the comment is that you have dozens and dozens of people around somebody who's in death, basically, because of reaction, some kind of immunological reaction to something. Let's just say they're calling it COVID-19, but the idea that their immune system is being damaged and by 5G, you have one person that has this, and then dozens and dozens, if not hundreds of people directly around them that have no effect at all. And so the idea that 5G is killing us all, you know, it doesn't hold water, is what I'm telling you. And right. I'm afraid sometimes when these things start going viral and people start repeating them with these kind of blatant contradictions, that the real issues start to become obfuscated.
Right.
And that's
right.
My comment.
Right. We saw that a number of years ago with the bee colony collapses being blamed on cell phone towers until somebody pointed out, oh, bee colonies are collapsing that are anywhere near the cell phone towers. But you make a good point there, Jim. We do thank you for your call. Dr. Horowitz, any follow-up on Professor McCanny's call?
Yes, I agree with Jim. And I've been very concerned about, like, as he mentioned, people going out on a limb and saying, well, it's all the 5G. You have to understand, in this game of combination biological warfare and radiological warfare, it's actually called, it was named by the Americans, I suppose, the Russian biological cocktail method of targeting and destroying populations. That means that there's cofactors. A cocktail is made of a variety of different ingredients. So when you look at actually health or disease, you see it's multifactorial. There's physical, mental, emotional, social, environmental, and above all, in my opinion, spiritual components to staying healthy or dying. And so when you bring in now 5G, and because the industry is overwhelmed with counterintelligence, part of the deception is, and required discernment, is that we, the people who are intelligent, realize that these kinds of diversions and of lacking full explanations, with omissions being fraud in law, omissions and misrepresentations to divert populations to become victims is fraud. And in this particular case, because it involves manslaughter, reckless manslaughter, people are dying from the lack of information which is given out by our officials. This is reckless manslaughter, and it's biocrime. It deals with bioterrorism, biocrime, by law. And so the 5G concept, I totally agree. It's reasonable that a microwave new frequency at that strength would heat up the nuclei of the cells in the body water, and that would disrupt enough to tax the immune system so that now people are susceptible, more susceptible than ever, to opportunistic infections such as coronavirus. So this is where I stand. The Russian biological cocktail method means that they're never going to give you just one thing that's going to kill you. Because if it was simply 5G, then it would be pretty simple for the scientific world to say, hey, you got no virus problem, you got 5G. And there would be a consensus developing on that. But that's not the case. What you've got is multifactorial. Now think about this, and this is the greatest risk right now, and this is where I see it going, and I'm sure Jim sees it too. The manner in which the society is reacting and being herded like sheep to slaughter by the communications, telecommunications industries that are all controlled, media, then that is going to actually induce distress, severe distress, and that acidifies the body chemistry, and that makes people susceptible to dying of all sorts of things. There's what's called a nocebo. A nocebo. That's, okay, a 30% effective placebo is one thing. But when you tell somebody that they're going to be whacked by 5G and they may fall out and die, and you show them these images on television where people are just dropping off, guess what that does? That has a scientifically proven effect called nocebo. That people, even if you showed them, you know, a sugar pill and said that this is going to kill you, there's a substantial percentage of the population that are going to die from the fright.
That's right.
So now think about the fact that the officials who are administering this response, who would absolutely know or should know the simple behavioral science underlying what I just explained, they would know that this would place the population at the greatest risk. The more deaths would be associated with the psychogenic stress. It's called mass psychogenic stress and distress. Well, how come they don't talk about that with any substantial clarity and with understanding that when you shut down normalcy and you shut down the economy and you shut down government, what are you doing? You're killing people, man.
Of course you are.
Obvious.
Of course you are. Professor McKinney has a follow-up comment. Go ahead, Jim.
Now I want to follow what I said. I want to emphasize that 5G is not good, and for a whole host of reasons, because it's the most invasive communications technology ever devised by man. It is high powered, which means you can put a cell phone in the size of something, a tenth the size of a grain of rice, and inject it into somebody's body, or multiple versions of these into a person's body, to control them, to censor them, to determine everything about them. And so it's a horrifically invasive technology. It's nothing good about it. And quite frankly, if you have to download a video that it takes 3 hours to watch in 1 minute, then you got a problem. I don't know why people need 5G over 4G. 4G works perfectly fine. The reason your 4G phone is slow is because you have so much junk on it. And it, you know, but the 5G of itself is a horrific technology. So I want to follow up what I'm saying. But the idea that everybody's jumping up and down saying 5G is killing people, from the time that came out, I was on your show, John, and people attacked me for not being in accord with the 5G issue relative to COVID-19. And I just want to point this out. I think thanks for Dr. Horwitz for clarifying that.
Okay.
But
thank you.
5G is not a good technology. Anyway,
okay.
Thanks for
appreciate the follow. Thank you, Jim. Doctor, we got another caller on hold. We got less than 60 seconds before the next break. Your turn, sir.
Yes, I want to just also add to what Jim just said. The purpose of 5G, you have to understand, it's the most advanced military neuroscience to connect everybody's brains and DNA to the cloud.
Okay, that's scary stuff. We had a break, got a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 30th day of April, the last day of April. My goodness. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We've got a couple of important interviews. We have an interview with a defector from the KGB, Yuri Bezmenov, giving us a warning, the four stages of the ideological subversion. We also have an interview with a former Russian intelligence officer, the GRU, which is the successor to the KGB. The title of this interview, which is in Russian language with English subtitles, the depopulation agenda is real. And it's only about 12 minutes. Very important. Also, my website, if you have issues with sleep and you want to have a stronger immune system, well, when you sleep is when you heal. You want a stronger immune system, get better sleep. That's where the energy cleaner comes in. This is my home business. When you place your order for an energy cleaner, I'm the guy that boxes them up. I take them to the Little Country Post Office in Cherryville, Missouri. I ship them out priority mail with signature confirmation. Check out the energy cleaner and the mattress pads that go with them at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You want to send me a check, my address is right there. I also have a 90-day money-back guarantee. Don't ask your healthcare professional for that. He or she won't take that very kindly. They won't. Toll-free hour line to order the energy cleaner and the mattress pad to go with it. Here it is. Don't try to call me. You won't get me. Orders only. 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. His website's linked there on my homepage at thelibertyman.com. His website's on OxySilver. His website for Healthy World. The letter he wrote, which is an excellent letter. And Dr. Horowitz, we've got another caller on hold here. We've got John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Dr. Horowitz. John, I hope that you let me preface a little bit of what I'm going to say. Years ago, I found a incision on the back of my calf. It was a pretty deep pocket, no blood. I didn't cut it. I didn't hook it on anything. I found it one morning when I woke up. A few weeks later, I had something arrive on the palm of my hand. Now, I said that to say this, doctor, the largest organ on the human body is your skin. So if you're going to prepare someone for a medical procedure to implant something that you want to stay, what might you do? You clean the area. You remove the bacteria. Our body is full of good bacteria. They've got us all washing our hands. They've got us all wiping down with, this 99.9% killing bacteria. What do they call it? Because I don't use it. Sanitizing hand lotion and whatnot. Is it possible that they want your body to be as sterile as possible so that when they inject a nanoparticle that it's going to remain in there and your body's not going to try to expel it?
Well, you know, frankly, I think it ties into what Jim was talking about with the microwave situation, 5G, and the actual neuroscience of connecting our brains, our neurology. And by the way, Johns Hopkins University is at the forefront of this aspect of neuroscience, and it actually overlaps the whole religious world. There's a new book that Sherry Kane and I did called The Ayahuasca Death Cult, which is promoting what's called DMT. It's the new designer LSD. And that basically is what they're saying you're going to have as a replacement for religion. Organized religion is going down, and they're going to give you drugs now to see God. They call it the God molecule, DMT, dimethyltryptamine. And Peter Thiel and the Bill Gates group, they are pushing this in society as a treatment for a post-traumatic stress disorder, particularly for the military. But going back to what you're saying, you have to look at Bill Gates. Just a couple weeks ago, left Microsoft to engage exactly what you're saying. He started now to lead a microchip company, and that the concept of having us wash our hands incessantly and don't touch our faces and don't do this and sit home and wear your mask. I mean, just think about how stupid this is. Your mask, if you know anything about infection control, and let's assume that you have some sort of a virus that you're trying to protect people from getting by wearing a mask, or protect yourself from breathing if you're breathing in an environment where people are shedding coronavirus. You've got to do something with that mask when you're done with it. The OSHA regulations, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, requires a disposal, a biohazard disposal protocol. Now, where the hell is that in society? So it's all bogus. The whole thing is bogus. And it's a psyops, but if there is a virus, indeed, there's a virus, and it was predicted. And they're administering the psychological, behavioral, as well as the virological or microbiological aspects of this coup, this global takeover. And so that this is a part of the situation. The fact that they've got also, the point I think is also overlapping the fact that when you're using these harsh disinfectants, even chlorine bleach, where you're spraying that all over the place, that destroys metal. I mean, total destroying equipment, this and that. The cost of this alone is so stupid. And yet they could be, if they were really interested in public health and safety and the economy, they would be doing exactly what President Trump said that they should be looking into, the ultraviolet light wave frequencies, the ability of ultraviolet light to kill viruses, oxygenation therapies for disinfecting the inside of the body. Basil Wainwright was arrested in the United States for practicing medicine without a license, and then he was made a hero in Africa. His Excellency Arap Moi from Kenya gave Basil Wainwright, a basically an escaped criminal from the United States who was using polyetheric oxygen and oxygenating AIDS patients and putting the O3, polyatomic oxygen, into people's bloodstreams and curing them of AIDS. Well, they gave Basil Wainwright a lab in Kenya, and I visited him there, and I interviewed a half a dozen, actually about two dozen AIDS patients that he had treated successfully. So what President Trump took the heat for this past week is saying that, oh, people could think about disinfecting the inside of the body. All of that is possible. And then the on top of that is, I love the fact that you have a spiritual, religious counter effort to wake people up to the Holy Spirit power of love. The power in the Holy Spirit that does all the healing addresses the same kind of electromechanics of healing and protecting a human body. Electrons are the source of all energy. The Holy Spirit is made of electrons, and negatively charged electrons are antioxidants. They compete against the virus attaching to the human host cell. So all of these most critical facts that are scientifically known and proven that are being neglected purposefully shows the malicious and criminal intent. You know, it's in law, it's mens rea. Anthony Fauci et al., they know what they're doing. They're deceiving everybody, and they're despicable for doing it. They should, all of them should be rounded up and brought to a Nuremberg type of trial for war crimes. This is a violation of international treaties, of biological weapon and warfare treaties. And it's a violation of treason laws in the United States. The fraud that's going out in the networks is a 20-year alone. Mail fraud, wire fraud, 20 years in jail minimum. These people should, in my opinion, they should be put to death, frankly.
All right.
Well, one more comment, if you'll allow, John. First of all, there's not only collusion, but there's conflict of interest when you've got Fauci, who is supposedly set about to lead America into an age of health, carousing with someone like Bill Gates that is bent on injecting everyone with a identification chip. You know, in normal business, it wouldn't be allowed. But somehow in this country and throughout the world, frankly, people that have conflict of interest are colluding with one another. And the American people and the people around the world are just, they're oblivious to it. And I'm with you, Doctor. You know, it ought to happen, and one day, thanks be to God, it will, because they're going to experience the wine press of his wrath. I'm glad it's not on me to mete it out, but it's coming for them.
Okay.
Thank you both.
Thank you, Paul. Doctor, I have maybe a clarification for you, sir. Doctor, would it be a true statement that Dr. Horowitz is going to brush his teeth tomorrow morning? Okay. Now, if you were to tell me that, if you were to tell me that, would that be a prediction? If you were to tell me, John, I'm going to brush my teeth tomorrow morning? No, that would not be a prediction. When Dr. Horowitz said in 2017 there's going to be a biological attack, that was not a prediction. That was not a prediction any more than you telling me, John, I'm going to brush my teeth tomorrow morning. That is not a prediction, Doctor. When you know it's going to happen and you're the person that's going to make it happen, that's not a prediction at all, is it, sir?
Well, it's certainly a manipulation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've got another caller on hold here. We got Elizabeth in New York. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, John. I I've been following up on what we spoke about earlier this morning, and I am going to have more evidence for you. This is my question. Why is it that so many of the doctors here are not aware that this is a bioweapon, and how do we go about educating them on that, Dr. Horowitz?
Well, that's a great question, and the answer is you've got to spread the information. There's a couple other doctors that have come out that are showing that the virus appears to have been a collaboration with University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and Wuhan, the folks at the Institute in Wuhan. So that the other thing is that Luc Montagné came out this past week and said two extraordinary things. Luc Montagné is the 2008 Nobel Prize winner in medicine for co-discovering, supposedly with Dr. Robert Gallo, discovering the AIDS virus, HIV-1. And he came out this week and said exactly what you're saying. He said that the doctors out there in the scientific world has to realize this is a laboratory creation. It has HIV-1 in its envelope gene sequence. It has four unique DNA sequences. That means that it was constructed in a lab. Coronavirus SARS was taken in University of North Carolina as well as in Wuhan, actually first University of North Carolina, and then shipped to Wuhan, and that they then added the HIV envelope gene to it, and it also, he came out with, that it has malaria sequences. So you actually have an obvious recombinant that could only be made in a lab, and it's a biological weapon because it's basically it's a super germ. It now has the capacity, it's virtually a respiratory AIDS, a respiratory pathogen. They've taken a bloodborne pathogen, HIV-1, and with the coronavirus now, made it a super virus and a virtual AIDS-like respiratory pathogen. So this is the crucial situation. The other thing is that Montagné actually gave us the cure, and it's the same cure I just mentioned a couple minutes ago. It has to do with frequency resonance. Montagné called it the wave. He says that DNA can be affected. Your genetic can be protected. Your genes can all be protected by wave technologies. Now, what is a wave? A wave is a frequency of energy, of electron flowing in cycles per second in the sound spectrum and in the nanometers of light in the electromagnetic color spectrum. So you've got your electrons, I call them the electrons of love, vibrating in waves. And there was a study that we've been heralding for a couple years now. It was done at the University of Tehran. Independent investigators heard about 528 frequency because of my work. They didn't contact me at all. They just decided to test out the theory. And they found, when testing it on astrocytes, nerve cells, brain tissues, and culture, they found out that there was 100% increase in antioxidant activity from just the 528 wave alone. That's amazing. And that's consistent with all the other wonderful revelations that we've been coming out with concerning, again, even the Holy Spirit power of love. Love is the universal healer. What is love? Well, in science terms, it's a frequency of energy coming from your heartfelt loving intention, even in faithful prayer. It's applied most powerfully in faithful prayer. And so now you manifest from your heart love center of divine communion. The Holy Spirit power flows and you manifest miracles. Well, that's really who we are. We're not these dumbed down mind control slaves putting on gloves and masks and worrying about a stupid little germ that they bioconcocted in a lab. What we should be doing is defending ourselves righteously, correctly, and intelligently based on the science that we have, and then say, okay, we can actually celebrate the defense, our defenses against these things. So all of the doctors that are unfortunately ignorant, you have malicious criminal intent with people like Fauci, who's leading academia, and then you have the subordinates, the submissives, who have invested their you know, they're millions of dollars in their education, and they set up their practices, medical practices, to treat patients, and they're heavily invested in the cult. It's a cult, medical cult. So all the only option that they're given is drugs and vaccines. Well, God, gee whiz, there's so many other wonderful options to celebrate when you look at health and holistic concepts in medicine. The application opens us up to a paradigm-shattering revelation that we can literally restore health and secure health. All these other ways, antioxidants.
Hold on, doctor. Hold on, doctor. We got our last break. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 30th of April. Elizabeth, did Dr. Horowitz answer your question, my dear? Elizabeth? Okay, I guess Elizabeth is gone. Doctor, we've got about 3 minutes here, sir, to wrap it up.
Yeah, so, John, I think that that's the situation. You know, we're, as your caller previous mentioned, you know, we're really in the end times here. We're playing out the book of Revelation. They're following it to a T. And I think that we have all of the instruction, the prescriptions and remedies available to us. I think we've got to, like Jesus said, come out of her, my people, lest she be infected in this case by her plagues, and her insanity and her hypocrisy and criminal psychopathology. We've got to come out of that. And I think that those of us who get it, you know, we're awakened to it, I think that we stand a far, far better chance of making it through this great tribulation.
We do. We do. Well, we're going to keep at us, Doctor. I hope you're with us every Thursday until we get some resolution here, which obviously is not going to happen before September at the earliest, will it, sir?
Well, it's always a privilege and pleasure to join you, John. I apologize for last week. I missed it because of a technical problem on my end. So thank you for bringing me back on.
Live radio. We have technical problems. That's expected once you've done this as long as I have. Thank you, sir. We'll look forward to having you back next week. Appreciate
Excellent.
It.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Oh, what an hour. What an hour. My goodness. Steve Hunt will be with us at the top of the hour, the John Moore Radio Show Economic Advisor. Talk about volatility. Volatility. Record highs of the stock market, record lows of the stock market in terms of ups and downs in the same week or two. How crazy is that? A lot of prognostication about where the price of gold is going, where the price of silver is going. Keep in mind, you're not tracking the value of the gold or the value of the gold of the silver. No. No, that's not what's going on. What's taking place is the value of the paper dollars attempting to buy the gold and attempting to buy the silver. That's what you're looking at. The relative value of gold, the relative value of silver, does not change day to day, week to week, century to century. A 1 ounce gold coin in 2020 will buy about what a 1 ounce gold coin would buy in 1920. Just about the same thing. Or 1820, as far as that goes. Relatively, yeah, absolutely. So, it's always fun to have Steve Hunt on with us. At the bottom of the hour, we'll have Tom Berryhill, and of course, we'll talk about our favorite product, that being the energy cleaner. My life has changed. Everybody listening to me, your life has changed. Everybody's lives have changed. Typically, not for the better. Typically, not. And Missouri officially comes off lockdown this coming Monday. I'm looking forward to it. Most of the 50 states will be coming off lockdown in the next few weeks, I believe. New York may be an exception. You have a very unhealthy population living way too close together. No shot, no surprise there. Here's our break.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.